Let you go fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing.
Oh, yeah. Let's go fishing. Leaf is here. It's time for a fishing report. How you doing, Leaf Seaberg?
Oh, you know what? I am doing good. How you doing, Deputy
well,
D?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm always curious how it's going with you because you have firsthand information on a lot of different waters usually.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been busy, and I'm just going to spill the beans. You've got some cool stories to tell.
Yeah, I've been having some fun, you know, been getting into some nice fish. Been getting out and about, you know. Finn and I, my young son and I have been all the way from way up high to up at Lewis Lake, all the way down to sea level out there at my friend Glenn and Sarah's place on Orcas we didn't talk about last week. I was fresh off of coming back from crabbing and everything else over there.
No,
the boys were driving boat, and Leo was driving boat. And yeah, and then right on back to fishing, you know, and just been having an excellent time.
Kind of fun getting out in the salt water once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been like the Griswold family vacation for the Seabergs this year. but yeah, it's been really great. Been able to... with having Graham, the fellow that used to guide with me at Globetrotters on, now on with me here at my shop, and Sarah as well. That gives me a little bit of time to enjoy the summer myself and hang out with my family too. So,
I've always thought you were the luckiest boy in the neighborhood. You get to be on the water and fish, both working and, well, then your other business,
absolutely,
guiding, and now you've got help. So you even get away to go to salt water.
Yeah, and believe it or not, got a great crop of kelt at the facility this year, looking at some of the best fish I've ever had the opportunity to recondition there. So knock on wood, everything's been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have had a little bit of this smoke to contend with, but not so bad. Not so bad, I guess. Only a few, 4 or 5 days there that we had it kind of real choky.
Yeah.
But today we're looking at a really nice day. So there again, knock on wood, hopefully as I clear my throat and all the carbon build up, it'll stay this way for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you want to do? You want to tell one of these stories or should we cover the different waters? I know we've got a closure coming up.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start there.
Well, yeah, that's right. We should remind people that now is the time to get up there and fish all of the Twisp and all of the Chewuk, as well as the section of Methow above Foghorn to Weeman Bridge will be closing on the 15th.
Okay.
So now is the time pretty much to get out there, your last chance, your last warning. And I was thinking when I was up there, this is a great spot and a great opportunity, size of river, flow, and everything to be using those Tenkara rods for any Tenkara weirdos that are out there like myself.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, I think that you're a sympathetic ear. You seem to like the idea.
I'm totally, yeah, but I never think of myself as a weirdo.
Well, some people think of us as sort of a little bit crackpotty when we don't have a reel on our rod, but some of these pools are so small, and most of the fish are not huge, but as, you know, I guess segue into that story of my trip into the upper Methow the other day, you'll get kind of lulled into a little bit of complacency by... you know, fish that are averaging maybe, gosh, I was kicking myself saying, oh, micro fishing at one point because a couple of them were literally 2 or 3 inches. And I accidentally almost like pulled them out of the water on a back cast, not even knowing they were on. Luckily, didn't end up with one of those. I have done that in the past and had to grab them off the rocks behind me like, oh, sorry, little dude. But most of these I noticed before I cast them or anything. But then, you know, I would get these fish that were like 10 to 12 inches.
Yeah.
And this is in the upper Methow.
Yeah.
We'll just say in the area between Foghorn and Weeman, which is not giving you much of a break, but I give you guys plenty of breaks.
Hey, it's a nice piece of water to check out.
Yeah. There's so many miles of good water. There are primarily, I guess just a few areas to get there, though. There's a section, that Big Valley Ranch by the People Mover, I guess. Mm-hmm. What's the trailhead there? Is that just Big Valley Trailhead?
Well, that's
your
neck
of the woods.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I call it. I mean, I don't know.
Is that off Boiling Springs or Bubbling Springs Road or whatever up there?
Dripping Springs.
Dripping. There are some kind of springs. Yeah, so... yeah, that'll get you into the middle, and obviously up there at Weeman Bridge, you're driving right across that. I've walked down from there and had a lot of fun there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So all that stuff is really good, and I get reports of fish in all those areas. So I was in one of those areas in the middle, and just fishing, catching a lot of smaller fish, and then being really surprised by these 10, 12-inch fish that just would not come out of the water. They're so strong. The temps are are still very cool mm-hmm. up there, and obviously a lot of them are getting plenty to eat. It was cool enough that I would be dry fly fishing, you know, as always, like I like to, and then sometimes following up with a streamer, though, because mm-hmm. they were a little bit cold-blooded, especially earlier mm-hmm. in the day. But I found that I got through, I'd walked maybe 3/4 of a mile, saw about a 10-inch fish, 11-inch fish at the best, and it really impressed me. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden was surprised by, here again, small plug for North 40, when I threw my hippie stomper. I was tying the royal hippie. It's got the royal wolf belly
okay.
underneath a foam fold over body of the hippie stomper. So the royal hippie.
Okay.
So it's not even, I know you can't make this stuff up. It's just, it's a silly name that just comes together like Greek, Latin root words or whatever. But I threw it into the top run of this. I showed you the picture of a beautiful little run up there in the middle section where there was just this grassy island, and a lot of that is really log jammed and just a totally different character. I was thinking we really got to warn people early spring that there are log jams in there for floating through, and you could get just through there now and easily portage around these things. But locked down by mm-hmm. like this 19-inch resident fish, and she just proceeded to run and try everything she could to get out of this little hole, even weaseling underneath these log jams where it was squirting out into one of the 5 channels coming out of there. Thinking I lost her there, she popped out of there like a little cork and then just started jumping eye level with me like 4 or 5 times. And just a beautiful fish. I'll put a picture up of her for everybody to see. Dude. But just thinking, you know, it's a great place when you see a lot of inner tubers and folks just out trying to have fun, not really fishing, but maybe jamming up that section in the Winthrop area. You know, don't fight it. Just head up towards Mazama or whatever. Try that upper section or head up the Chewuk. I think head up the Twisp still, but I have had mixed results there later in the year. It just kind of all of a sudden comes to a screeching halt, and plus we've got a lot of fire activity up there right now, and rangers and everything else. So maybe let's just say upper Methow, Chewuk, mm-hmm. and the rest of it's been fishing just outstanding because we've had these golden stones really starting to come off in mass and mm-hmm. hopper fall and everything else. So it's just been great.
It is. It's great. And again, we brought that subject up because we've got a closure on the 15th.
That's right. So, I encourage you to fish those upper sections. Also, know that the rest of it's fishing really well. As you get further down, maybe try to wrap your fishing up within that 12 o'clock range or head upstream, because especially if we have more of these, and I see like 101 coming next Wednesday.
Right.
Those kind of days, fishing is done by 10 or 12, mm-hmm. and it's just not going to be good for them to be fishing on them after that point anyway. Maybe a little voluntary hoot owl, or at least just adjust where you're at.
Yep, always a good idea.
So, you know, this report, like many others, are sponsored by our great friends over there at North 40 Fly Shop. You can get a hold of them at north40flyshop.com, and you can get any of the fly fishing apparel and gear and bugs sent right to your door from those folks, and they'll just drop it right in there for you. So give them a shout there. And as far as the fishing tips and booking trips, you can get a hold of me at 509-429-7298. You can get a hold of me the old-fashioned way at Gmail at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. And you can check out the blog or podcast at flyfishersproshop.com. Take care of one another and get that fish right on, baby.
Going fishing, mama's going fishing, and the baby going fishing too. Oh, somebody do something.